This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I'm fired up for freedom. I'm fired up to broadcast all this information out here today on the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to get back into the news here, but first, I want to play this clip, and I've got more clips highlighting this as well. This is the division being caused by the mainstream media right now over the COVID lies. So there was a walk your kid to school event, and naturally you had the non-vaccinated people and the vaccinated people and the kids in the masks and the kids not in the masks. So it's become a divisive thing. And here's what happened in a Los Angeles school at Walk Your Kid to School Day. Basically, the pro-vaccine people versus the not wanting to subject to an experimental vaccine people starting to strife. Here's the video.
So what appeared to be several dozen angry people protesting vaccines and masks followed a large group of parents and children walking to school. This happened in Beverly Hills on National Walk and Bike to School Day. And this confrontation was caught on tape. Watch.
You mask your child. He's going to be traumatized because you put that mask on him. You don't let him breathe through. You're traumatized.
That's my choice. Yeah, well, that's my choice. You
better be. Oh, pause it. I love this part. It's my choice if I want to mask my kid. It's my choice. But then they'll tell you it's not your choice to get a vaccine. Again, the pro-choice crowd is the most anti-choice crowd you're ever going to meet. I just wanted to highlight that. Again, these are parents saying, hey, you're torturing your kid with that mask. And they say, but it's my choice to torture my kid. If I want to kill my kid or torture my kid, that's my choice. Here, go back.
Children is child abuse.
It is.
You mask your child, you're a child abuser.
You should choose what goes on your child's face and in your child's body. This is rape. Yeah, this is rape. They're trying to rape our children with this poison.
And that was in front of the children.
Oh, poor CNN.
Last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom announced that once the FDA grants full approval for all age groups, vaccines will be required in school.
So imagine, all right, so that's pulled down. So imagine, though, you're the CNN host. And look, I get it. I don't like seeing this division. I don't like seeing that strife. And, yeah, that's not exactly something you want to put kids through. But, hey, isn't it worse to be forcefully injecting children with a experimental drug? Isn't forced medication a lot worse? Isn't chemical rape a lot worse than an uncomfortable social situation? So, hey, pick and choose your battles. CNN rapes the truth every day. CNN wants to chemically rape everybody with these experimental vaccines. So virtue signaling CNN has zero ground to stand on. But the real point here is that this is the division being sowed in society right now. So, but what do you do? Again, I could selfishly say, hey, you know what? We should keep abortion legal because that way all the Satanists and all the anti-American liberals will kill their offspring and we'll inherit the planet, we'll inherit the country because they'll all be dead and gone. So, like, as a strategic thing, you say, yeah. To your political opposition, you'd say, yeah, kill your babies. Absolutely. Kill your lineage. Kill your gene line. Kill them all. You would say that to your political opposition. But these people aren't really my political opposition. These are actually my brothers. These are my sisters. We're fellow Americans. I don't want to see them kill their kids. Plus, those kids don't deserve that fate. But see, it's the same thing. It's the same concept where these parents show up to protect the children and say, you shouldn't vaccinate your kids. It's killing people. It's causing heart problems. It's an experimental vaccine. You shouldn't be masking your children. It's causing all types of harm to them psychologically and physically. You're harming your kids. So that's just something you do because you care about the kids and you care about the truth. And then the resentment they get from the media, the resentment that they get from the other people out there, and then the irony of, it's my choice. It's my choice if I want to do this. It's my choice. But then they'll force you to take a vaccine. So they can't even see their own irony. They're blinded by hatred. And then Malcolm X quote here on the screen, only a fool would let his enemies teach his children. But they've already been suckered in. They've already been completely brainwashed. They can't recognize the enemy. They are one with the enemy now. But this is the real story here is this is the future of vaccines. vaccinated people versus non-vaccinated people strifing all the time now because of the lies of the mainstream media and the brainwashing.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast to get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I want to read to you the entirety of a thread from Glubako Lietuva in Lithuania about life under the medical tyranny vaccine passport mandate, what it's like when you don't have the vaccine passport. So let me just get into this right now. By the way, this has gone totally viral. I just want to read the whole thing for you so that you can have a little better understanding of what this is like, at least in Lithuania, and what our future will be like here if this is ever brought to America. So from Glubako Lietuva, at Glubako on Twitter. With no COVID pass, my wife and I are banished from society. We have no income, banned from most shopping, can barely exist, but we will not accept authoritarianism. Here's how life looks after 1 month in Lithuania under Europe's first strict society-wide COVID pass regime. My wife and I have been suspended without pay for 4 weeks. We can't return to our jobs. Not sure our employers would let us back. Even if they did, our colleagues despise us, wish on social media for our death. Nothing we can do will ever erase that. We can't work there. Oh, how loving and tolerant. We can't find new jobs in our professions. My wife and I have very different jobs in very different fields, but all jobs in both our fields now require the COVID vaccine pass. No pass, no job. We're not allowed to buy food in the local supermarket. We may only shop in small stores with street-facing entrances, which mainly sell food, pharma, glasses, contacts, or farming and pet supplies. In our area, that effectively limits us to one small, expensive convenience store. The pass has wreaked havoc with the free market. Supermarkets, which require the pass, report shopper traffic is down 25% in the month since the pass was imposed. But in the small stores where the pass isn't required, it's up only 0.7%. So where have the shoppers gone? We buy food in old Soviet-style markets, outdoor in parking lots, products sold on streets, tiny tables, or from the back of cars. Produce, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, cash only, no pass required. Not as convenient as a supermarket, but it works for now. Life finds a way. I need to make some home repairs, but without a pass, I can't enter the hardware store to buy supplies. I can't call for a repair worker because repairs are banned for non-pass holders. And I have no income now to pay for outside help anyway, so our home stays unrepaired. We went to the dentist we've attended for years for an appointment for one of my children, but had to leave because I don't have a COVID pass. No other dentist in our area will see us. We've heard of dentists who treat people with no pass, but they're far, so no dental care. We tried to buy art supplies for our kids from a craft store. No purchase allowed without a pass. We tried to buy educational toys in a toy store. We were barred from entering. Can't buy kitchen supplies, banal, but frustrating. We tried to print some papers in a copy shop. The staff refused us service without a pass. We can't enter the library to browse books with our kids. That used to be one of our family's greatest pleasures, but we're not allowed anymore because we don't have a pass. Our two kids outgrew and destroyed last winter's clothes. We tried to buy new ones, but with no pass, many stores rejected us. Finally, my pregnant wife begging, tears in her eyes, a manager at a secondhand store relented. Just this once, okay? Can't let you people in here again. This pressure to submit is everywhere. It's overwhelming. Our ability to survive has been destroyed. But no matter the suffering imposed and the hardships we must endure, we must never accept the descent into the authoritarianism which the COVID pass represents. QR pass code to enter stores. COVID pass needed to work. Government approval needed to buy food, toys, clothes. No, no, no. The COVID pass regime of government segregation and control, punishing undesired behavior with banishment from society, is the path to authoritarianism. When COVID vaccinations were released, the original policy was education, trust, and informed consent to vaccinate targeted groups. But policy changed in 2021. Choice and trust was replaced by coercion and punishment. You've shredded trust in public health for generations. So there is the entirety of that thread, a taste of what it's like to live under medical tyranny, which will go worldwide. Now, here's the struggle. And they assume the globalists, the tyrants, the authoritarians, like Fauci and Gates and Schwab, and the list goes on, they assume you're too weak to endure this battle. They assume you're too weak and you're too brainwashed and you're too lazy that you will submit to them. And that's why this couple's struggle is so important. So what it comes down to is this. It's going to be extremely uncomfortable for a number of years living under this authoritarian world regime. And here in Texas, it's not so bad. And in other places, it's not so bad, but they're not going to relent. They're going to keep pressuring and they're going to get what they want because there is really hardly any resistance, especially not from leadership. And any of the resistance coming from leadership is mostly just ceremonial. But we must resist. We must not give in to the authoritarianism. We must stand for freedom of choice when it comes to especially medical experimentation with these drugs. And we must just stand for freedom and the free market overall, because the assumption from the New World Order globalists is you will submit this time, you'll submit the next time, you'll submit the third time, and then all there is submission. There is nothing else. There is no even choice to resist. And if they can cross a threshold of enough people, well, then it's over. The New World Order global government is here. The free market dies forever on planet Earth. No more freedom, no more prosperity, no more upward mobility. Just total oppression and degradation. And guys, I don't even want to see the replies to these to this story because it's just so sick. And I just can't handle it right now because it makes my stomach churn. Because we're fighting for these people and they hate us for it. This Lithuanian couple is fighting for all the people under the medical tyranny, under the authoritarian regime, and they're resented for it. But they're true heroes for doing what's right. And I mean, look, I live in Austin, Texas, which is still in Texas, so, you know, we're still okay. But I have a natural instinct, call it a survival instinct, call it just common sense, to just get as far away from any Democrat, just as far away as I can. And I understand, for someone like me, that enjoys life. I like going out and eating at restaurants and steak dinners, and I like going golfing, and I like going to concerts, and I like going to ball games. I enjoy all that stuff. But see, the assumption that the New World Order makes is that I will sacrifice my body, I will sacrifice my freedom, my free will, and everything that my ancestors have fought for, literally, that I would sacrifice all of that just for the simple pleasures of life that they're going to hold hostage and take away from me. I won't sacrifice it. I will not. And neither should you. So we're going to have to hold this line for a while, maybe a couple years. And you know what? It's not going to be fun. It's going to be torturous. And it's going to be the old saying, if you never know what you got till it's gone, we're going to realize how great we had it in this country. The ease of access, the abundance, the cheap energy, all of it, it's all going away. So, yeah, you're going to have to look for new markets that aren't going to take the vaccine pass. You're going to look for new ways of entertaining yourself. You may just have to move entirely to different parts of the country to get away from this stuff. Because that's my instinct is, I need to be as far away from Democrat leadership as possible. I need to be as far away from the brainwashed minions of the New World Order that are vaccinating themselves to death as possible. I'm not saying I'm going anywhere. I'm just saying that's the instinct. So there's going to be some tough times ahead. But we have to hold the line, and we have to understand everything that's at stake. And it's much more important to maintain freedom than to enjoy a ball game or a bar.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have a whistleblower, a hospital whistleblower, coming up in studio in the next hour. You're not going to want to miss that. But I got a bunch more video clips and news coming up as well. So let me just do this. Let me try to, there's no way I can even do it in this segment, but I'm going to try my best to get through the rest of this COVID and vaccine news, just to put it all into perspective and what we're dealing with. And you know, this kind of puts it into perspective. And I actually looked this up. I couldn't even believe this. And I'm not trying to be gross here, but it just kind of puts things into perspective here. Did you know that diarrhea kills 1.8 million people a year? Did you know that? That's actually real. I went and I looked it up. 1.8 million people a year. Where's the... Folks, we have a diarrhea pandemic. We have a diarrhea pandemic in this country. Give me a vaccine. Give me healthcare treatment. Shut down the toilets. My God. It's a diarrhea pandemic. Of course, that's ridiculous. But should we be locking the country down? Should we be doing panic? Should we be doing all the fear-mongering? 1.8 million from diarrhea a year? What is wrong with our diets? Should we be mandating healthier diets? No, that's insanity. But we do for COVID because that's a global conquering operation. Here's Mayor Adler, our despicable, corrupt mayor. Austin is going to complete hell in a handbasket, and he painted a sidewalk the gay flag today because, you know, he's a virtue signaler. But he says, get your flu shot. He never stops. Get your vaccines. Get your vaccines. Get your flu shots. Get your COVID vaccines. I guess Big Pharma pays him well. By the way, you know, the flu disappeared last year. Just gone. Totally gone. Because there was no more flu. They rebranded it and called it COVID. Moving on. Italians fight back against violent police while protesting vaccine mandates. I've got more footage of that going on. In fact, guys, just roll B-roll of clip three for me, please. Here's just some of the scene in Rome. I guess it was over the weekend. And they say in Italy, as of October 15th, the vaccine pass is going to be mandated. So I guess life in Italy will be like life in Lithuania from that couple that I just read about. Very sad. Lord Fauci, God Fauci, the dictator Fauci, he's the Jim Jones, the leader of the cult. Fauci grants permission for kids to go trick-or-treating. Oh, well, nobody asked you, a-hole. Nobody asked you if we can celebrate Christmas. Nobody asked you if we can celebrate Thanksgiving. Nobody asked you if we can go trick-or-treating. Why don't you just buzz off? Go make another virus that kills millions of people, why don't you? In fact, I think Fauci should just stick to that. Hey, Fauci, do me a favor. Do us all a favor. Why don't you go back to making and funding research of gain and function and spillover viruses that you're good at? That seems to be the only thing you're good at, is killing people with man-made viruses, Fauci. So why don't you quit telling us how to live our lives and get back to funding research of deadly viruses that get released on the planet, remake the planet, and kill millions of people? That's what you're good at, Fauci. We don't want to take your advice on how to live our life. So go back to funding deadly viral research in China. Go back to colluding with the Chinese Communist military and just leave us alone, would you? Go back to helping make deadly viruses that kill millions of people, Fauci. We don't want to hear you telling us what to do anymore. We'll have more on that upcoming. Media now claims that double vaccinated Brits who have bad colds are actually suffering from COVID. Oh, you mean the vaccine is making you sick? Just like InfoWars said. It's not that we're that smart. It's just we can... Hey, look, there's a sunrise. Hey, look, there's a sunset. Hey, look, that's a tree. just obvious stuff, just pointing out the obvious. Nobody else wants to do it because it's so devastating, is what it is. It's so devastating to think this virus was made in a lab and released intentionally. It's so devastating to think that the vaccines are actually killing people. But that's the reality. It's like your best friend or your dad or something just died in a car accident. That's devastating. That sucks. That's the worst thing, but that's the reality. Yep, the vaccines are making people sick. And so finally people are realizing it. I don't care if people want to listen to InfoWars or not. I just want people to be informed. But finally people are starting to realize it. Whether they admit InfoWars was right or not is irrelevant. A quarter of football league, that's the international soccer league, probably the best one is in England, or you could say, maybe you could argue Italy or Spanish league, but a quarter of football league players say they won't get vaccinated. Well, yeah, I mean, it's undeniable now. There's so much information about the vaccinated dying and getting sick, they can't cover it up. So, yeah, of course people aren't going to get vaccinated. And see, now people understand what's at stake. They understand giving into this tyranny means you're no longer free for the rest of your time on planet Earth. Or you could just die overnight. Anytime. You could just be dead from the vaccine. So people realize what's at stake now, and they're not going along with it anymore. But that's why they need so much tyranny to hold you hostage, to make you go along with it. Some Ontario towns won't let couples get a marriage license without a vaccine passport. Good job, Canada. Way to go into complete tyranny. Johns Hopkins data proves COVID shots causing majority of illness and death. Stories at InfoWars.com. It's pretty shocking. It's pretty unbelievable. Again, not to be redundant, I don't care who wants to put the information out there. I don't care who wants to get credit, but we reported all of this first. The vaccines are killing people. Hell, I put up a video. Guys, what did we title that video? I covered it last week on the War Room, where an individual just goes to the International Vaccine Injury Database and pulls up the number of the hundreds and thousands of deaths from vaccines. That's the international database. Then you can go to the U.S. database, that's the VAERS website, and they're up 17,000 people have died from the COVID vaccine this year. 17,000. You say, hey, well, you know, that's kind of a low number. Who cares? A bunch of people have been vaccinated. 17,000? That's a low number. I don't care. Oh, really? You want to play Russian roulette? You want to mandate Russian roulette with your body? Hey, let's play Russian roulette. I've got a revolver here. There's one bullet. And there's 10,000 chambers, so just pull the trigger, and yeah, you probably won't blow your brains out, but you have to pull the trigger, put the gun to your temple, and pull the trigger, and yeah, the odds are that you're not going to blow your brains out when you pull that trigger, but somebody's going to. Hope it's not you. Good luck. We're mandating Russian roulette now. But yeah, there it is. This vaccine death data will shock and horrify you. The video's on the War Room channel on Bandot Video, and again, it's just the guy. Because I can show you it, but just, there's different flavors, there's different presentations, and this is just a powerful presentation, no commentary, just the guy scrolling through all the vaccine database, the adverse effect database, so you can see the tens of thousands of dead from the COVID vaccines, from official government data. But hey, let's mandate Russian roulette while we're at it. Only some will die, not all. It's for the good of the people. And people, again, either they're starting to see all the information about the deadly vaccines or they're experiencing it firsthand, like Colonel Alan West. After this experience, I am even more dedicated to fighting against vaccine mandates. Colonel Alan West and his wife come down with COVID. Alan West was not vaccinated. His wife was. His wife had an awful spout with COVID. His vaccinated wife. He didn't get it at first. His wife did and then spread it to him. It's the vaccine variant. It's all by design. Just ask Anthony.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I've got so much news to cover today. The good news is I'm going to be on air for 6 hours, so I'm going to be able to cover all of it, hopefully. We'll be finishing up on the Alex Jones Show here, and then I'm going to be hosting the War Room, my normal duties. And so this news on my desk, hopefully I'm going to have all this covered by the end of the Jones Show. And then I've got another stack of news I've already got planned to cover on the War Room today, including, sadly, people inside of our military selling secrets to China. And it also is now totally proven that they were leftist activists in the Navy selling military secrets to China.
Oh, go figure. More anti-American leftists committing treason. Who would have thought? So you may not hear much about that today, but I'm going to be covering that coming up in the War Room. Let me try to get through the rest of this COVID news. It takes hours to get through all of it. And so I don't mean to be redundant, but this is really the most important thing because this is where the global tyranny is going to come from. So back at it. Reports uncovered show COVID-19 was a planned bioweapon of China's People's Liberation Army. And if we don't have enough evidence of this now, the Gateway Pundit has just received exclusive documents that they've published here with this story that highlight all of it and how actually they started the planning of this more than a decade ago. And so my guess is that our government knew about this as well. And that's why we sent them the bioweapons research, or that's why we sent them the gain-of-function spillover research from the North Carolina lab on bat viruses to the Chinese military research facilities in Wuhan and other areas. Fauci knew all about it. So was this collusion over the course of decades to release this virus? Certainly appears to be the case, with all the fallout and aftermath being so well coordinated. Fact check, Dr. Fauci's claim that the highly effective and safe vaccine prevents individuals from getting infected with COVID is false. Yes, and of course we all already knew that. But now they're admitting that the unvaccinated, it's actually the vaccinated now that cause a threat to the unvaccinated because they're creating the vaccine variants known as Delta or Mu or Lambda or whatever Greek term that they use. It's all the vaccine variants. That's why, and they'll never explain this logically because they would just admit everything they said is a lie. Why are you seeing more COVID death in the year 2021 than in the year 2020? Because of the vaccines. Why are you seeing more COVID cases in the year 2021 than in the year 2020? Because of the vaccines. If the vaccines were working, those numbers would be down. Why are they up? Because the vaccines are causing people to get sick and die. Like this Denver police officer who reluctantly took the jab, then lost his ability to walk and has now been hospitalized with a stroke. Yes. Play Russian roulette with these vaccines. We love you so much. An epidemic of the vaccinated. Latest UK data shows rate of infection among vaxxed exceeds unvaxxed in every age group over 30. And the only reason why it's not like that under 30 is because in the UK, they quit vaccinating people under 30 because they have all the bad side effects. So you don't have as many people that are vaccinated under 30 as you do above 30, but that's why all the people above 30 that have been vaccinated are getting sick. So the COVID vaccine gets you sick, then it destroys your immune system, so you stay sick. Meanwhile, if you're unvaccinated, or non-vaccinated really is the proper term, if you're non-vaccinated like myself, you're perfectly healthy and you have a strong immune system. I was sick once this year for a couple days, and then it took me a couple days to recover. That was it for me. I'm back healthy as a horse, baby. No vaccine for me. I didn't even go to a doctor. I didn't take ivermectin, nothing. And then I had a person staying with me who came into town and then got sick while was in town, ended up having to stay with me for a week because was sick, tested positive for COVID in my house for a week. We had dinner together, everything. Never got sick, never got COVID. I guess natural immunity works, huh? How did I survive that? I guess natural immunity works. Amazing. Amazing. Customs officials see small packages of life-saving ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine in Chicago while record amounts of fentanyl continue to flow across southern border. So, yeah, you try to send ivermectin to a friend or family member dying from COVID to try to get them healthy, or hydroxychloroquine, it's seized by customs. But you send fentanyl or all these other drugs, they won't seize that. They'll let that kill you. But, oh, you want to save somebody's life with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or Regeneron or any of that stuff, and so you send it through the mail? The Democrats that run that state, Pritzker, are seizing it. This is like what happened in Michigan when the Democrat representative had COVID and was dying, and the mayor of Michigan banned the use of hydroxychloroquine and zinc, so she had to go onto the black market to get hydroxychloroquine and zinc, and within a day after taking hydroxychloroquine and zinc was recovered from COVID, she thanked Trump for saving her life. I mean, ultimately, it was the hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D that saved her life, but it was Trump that made it legal for doctors to send prescriptions across state lines, despite the Democrats trying to stop that. Why are Democrats so evil? You just have to wonder. And why are Republicans such pussies? And it's always tough to predict, says Fauci, when asked how long it will be till vaccinated people can be indoors without a mask. No, it's really not. Under Fauci, you'll always be a slave. You'll never take the mask off. You'll never get enough vaccines. You'll never be able to take the mask off. Isn't it amazing? I'll tell you what. I'm surprised more people haven't woken up to the lies of Fauci than we've seen. Yeah, some people get it. They're like, hey, I'm vaccinated. Why do I have to wear a mask? Hey, I'm vaccinated. Why am I getting sick? Hey, I'm vaccinated. Why do I have to take another one? It's only a small percentage of people that are even understanding that dynamic, that Fauci is lying to you and that you'll never get out of the grips of this tyranny. But yes, here you go. Here is just yet another example. This is the official trailer on YouTube for Dr. Fauci, and it has 103,000 dislikes, 7,000 likes. Rotten Tomatoes banned reviews and banned the audience score on the Fauci documentary because all the reviews that were coming in were anti-Fauci, anti-vaccine, and it would have scored at zero, so they banned it. So you know, I forget who made this point, and I think it was Alex earlier, which is we've already reached the threshold to save this planet and to save America from the New World Order and from the globalists. We just haven't realized it yet. And so there's going to be a process of realizing it, like in A Bug's Life, when the ants finally stand up to the grasshoppers. There's first the moment of realization, then there's the moment of action, and then that's when the grasshoppers flee. So first we'll realize we're in the massive majority. Then we'll start to game plan and understand how we can throw the tyrants off of our necks, off of our backs, and that's when they flee and go into submission and hiding because they know that their game is up. So that's why Joe Biden has 10,000 people protesting anytime he travels and nobody supporting. That's why he couldn't have a rally. That's why Trump had 40,000 people at a rally in Iowa over the weekend. That's why every Joe Biden video on YouTube has massive dislikes and no likes. That's why every Fauci video on YouTube has massive dislikes and no likes. That's why every local Democrat here in Austin posts on Twitter and has 200 replies saying how much they've destroyed the city and how we're never going to vote for them again and all this stuff. These people are losers. They're unpopular. They're not winning fairly. They're cheating. But see, we just haven't realized it because all the control mechanisms and all the Tokyo roses in the media aren't letting us see that we are in the mass majority. We are just a flick away from victory as soon as we realize that the ball is in our hands.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Upon us. Global tyranny is upon us. And so what will you do in response? By the way, series of headlines right here. Price of ship fuel is now highest since 2014, all thanks to the plandemic. UK Steel warns of imminent crisis due to extraordinary electricity prices because of the plandemic. Aluminum tops 3,000 per ton for first time since 2008 because of the plandemic. And now you have thousands of flights being canceled because of the vaccine mandate. And they say, oh, well, it's because of weather. And then that's easy to disprove. So then they say, oh, it's because people are getting sick. How are people, the massive people just getting sick overnight from the vaccine? So they didn't even want to admit that, but then they had to. Oh, people getting sick from the vaccine. But the truth is, it's because there's a walkout because of the vaccine mandates. Let me just do this quickly. Let's play some of these insane videos here. First, let's go to this clip six. This is unbelievable. A 16-year-old girl who's showing more courage than most men right now, refusing to comply with the mask mandate at her Wyoming high school. And so she shows up, folks, she gets arrested, she gets fined, and the whole high school goes into lockdown. I kid you not. A little girl, 16-year-old, shows up in high school without a mask, and the whole school goes into lockdown as if she was a mass shooter. And then she gets arrested. Unbelievable scenes. Here is the video in clip six.
Can you please let me into class?
What's that?
Can you please let me into class?
I can't unless you're going to wear a mask. It'll.
So, you're taking away my right to go to school?
Well, I need you to wear a mask because that's what we got to do right now.
Okay.
Good Nazi.
Well, I guess I'll just sit
here. Once again, we are in a lockdown. Please stay in your rooms until further notice. Thank you.
Okay, so on this, and I just, the part of the protocol is to ask for a student's signature, and, you know, it's obviously up to you, but all it says is, I hereby acknowledge that I participated in a pre-suspension conference. That was just me going over this with you, with the administrator. That's me. Brady signed it, but, and I'm aware of the reason for my suspension. I understand and agree that I am not to be on or near any UCSD-1 school grounds nor participate in school activities during the suspension.
You've been suspended. They've asked you to leave. Sounds like you're refusing. All right. So as law enforcement, I am now respectfully requesting that you leave the premises because you've been suspended. Are you willing to do that?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to formally warn you of trespass. And if you want to stay, you're going to receive another citation for trespass.
Okay.
So you've been formally warned of trespass. Do you want to leave the facility now?
No.
As a kid walks behind her without a mask on.
All doors are locked, man. So you want to stay? How long are you planning on staying for?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to go write the citation for you. I'm going to let you know what's going on at this point.
Okay.
This entire building now is in lockdown. So you have now restricted the movement of over 1,000 students.
Pause it right there. You hear the insanity of this? He's blaming her. A sweet, innocent 16-year-old girl standing in her high school during school hours, and they're blaming her because they put the school over lockdown because she's not wearing a mask. Clown world insanity. This is the planet we want to live on? This is the country we want to live in? A whole school goes into complete irrational, illogical panic because one girl without a mask, and then she's so brave, I salute this young girl. She's so brave that she stands there facing arrest. This is a modern day, you could say Joan of Arc, or if you wanted to do American history, this is like, you know, a modern day Martin Luther King, or hell, John Lewis, dare I say, or Rosa Parks. Knowing they're going to be arrested for standing there, but doing it anyway to prove a point. Seriously, are you listening to this? Oh, you didn't wear a mask. We're suspending you. Oh, by the way, now you're trespassing on school territory, so we're going to arrest you and we're going to lock the school down. Complete insanity. Yeah, this is actual civil rights stuff right here. This is like the civil rights movement when black civil rights activists would go sit on the front of buses or go to diners or go to restaurants. And they would refuse to leave, or they'd refuse to not sit in the blacks only section, and they would face arrest or punishment or beatings or all this other stuff because they knew it was right. So I salute this 16-year-old girl. She has more will and passion and inspiration than pretty much 99% of this country right now, sadly. But again, they put the whole school in lockdown because she's standing in the comment section without a mask? Do you really want to live in this insane society? Let's continue the video.
Okay, you're trying to get back into the classroom, which you are not allowed to do because you've been suspended. Okay?
Uh-huh.
We will wait you out for some time. I am going to warn you now. If this continues for a length of time to where I feel that we have now hampered the ability for every student in here to get an education, I will be...
Now, pause it right there again, because this is the dynamic that people have to understand. Honestly, this is why people become suicidal. I mean, you follow this logic, the only path is to just blow your brains out. It's the same thing. Oh, COVID shut everything down. COVID closed our business. COVID. No, the government did that. The government did that, not COVID. So it's the same thing here. They're blaming this little girl. They're saying, you put the school in lockdown. You're stopping students from learning. You're stopping students from communicating and getting from classroom to classroom. No, she's not. You're doing that, you bastards. You're doing that, officer. You're doing that, superintendent. You're doing that, principal. You're doing that, professor. Not the innocent girl. But see, so that's what they do. Oh, they make the virus. They release the virus. Then they shut everything down and they blame the virus. Same thing here. Oh. They arrest the girl, harass the girl, suspend the girl, and then lock down the school and then blame the girl standing there without a mask on. I am in insane clown world society times right now. Let's go back to the video.
Okay.
And I will remove you from the building.
Okay.
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 This court day is November 16th at 9 o'clock
right.
In circuit court.
All right.
Any questions on that?
Nope.
All right.
Thank you. Gave me another $500 citation. I'm still refusing to leave. They said they'll arrest me if I continue to refuse.
All right. So you're still refusing to leave?
Yes, sir.
Even after you're receiving your citation?
Yes, sir.
All right. And at this point, I am going to place you into custody for trespass.
Okay.
Go down to the jail. How's that sound?
All right.
All right. How are you? Put your hands up like this.
Do you have any gun snacks or bazookas on you that we need to know about?
Yes, sir.
9 months.
I'm M13 log 1 in custody.
So that's Grace Smith, 16-year-old high school student in Wyoming, who has more of a hero's will and spirit and more will to be free and stand up for what's right than 99% of this country. Pardon me while I stand and applaud. And I hope everybody out there applauds for Grace as well. And we should be praying for Grace. And there should be thousands of peaceful protesters outside of the courtroom on her court date. It sounded like they said November 16th. Grace Smith is a hero. That is an American hero. That is an icon. We salute you, Grace. We stand with you, Grace. We need tens of thousands, millions of students like Grace Smith. Man, I wish even a small percentage of this country had even a small percentage of Grace's will and spirit. We could end all this madness overnight. But no, a little innocent 16-year-old girl. That's like the tank man, but it's a girl. That's like the Tiananmen Tank Square man, except it's a high school student in America. Bullied into medical tyranny, refuses to submit, threatened with arrest, intimidated, harassed, blamed for the school being shut down, still refuses to submit to the tyranny. So they have to put her in handcuffs and throw her in jail and give her a court date. That's a hero, Grace Smith, right there. So I'll say this. Any high schoolers listening to this, that are sick of your mandates and sick of dealing with this crap, take a page out of Grace Smith's book, and you'll be an American legend and an icon at your high school. Grace Smith now goes down in American history and folklore as a civil rights hero. She's up there with Rosa Parks and everyone else now. She is a civil rights hero. She sacrificed herself for something bigger and greater than her so that we all could see it and want to be free.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.